Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us right now, we have the Chief Deputy for the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office, Randy Tith. Sheriff is out this week. Randy, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you.
Good
to be here.
Yeah, great to have you. Great to have you. So first thing I want to talk about is that just about a week ago, I think it was Monday, so it would have been right after we got done with Sheriff Johnson, about a week ago, you had a DUI involving what turned out to be somebody who is not a U.S. citizen, and he fled from arrest, right?
That's correct.
So what happened in this case? And I think a couple people got injured, too.
Yeah, they did. The guy fled after a DUI stop. Later on, we apprehended him, determined that he was an illegal citizen. Of course, anytime you catch those that are illegal citizens, we turn that information over to ICE. I don't think ICE has made a determination on what they're going to do yet with him. But we report any illegal immigrants when we catch them for anything, driving without a license. We report that to ICE, and ICE does their review of them.
So, just to clarify, you said he is illegal, or he's just a non-citizen, and you turn it over to ICE for them to figure out if he is here legally. Which one did you say?
Non-citizen, and then they determine whether he's here illegally or not.
I gotcha. Okay, so you basically, when somebody's not a citizen, you know, you make sure that they're informed. That doesn't necessarily mean that he is here illegally. Is that? I just want to make sure I heard you right.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, if non-citizen, anybody that we have apprehend or have come in contact with, we just advise ICE. They do their review, and then they report back and come back to us and tell us whether they're going to pick them up or whether we can release them and continue with our charges.
Gotcha. And just for people who might have the question, because I know at first I had the same question, which is, we're not talking about speeding tickets. We're not talking about traffic citations. We're talking about somebody who got arrested for DUI. I mean, this is an arrest. And so, we're not like the guy flew in from Germany with his kids and he's traveling across I-10 and you give him a traffic ticket. That's not what we're talking about, right?
Right. That's correct.
And one other thing is there any other infraction in this case, without a license, without insurance? Because I know that's also been a thing we've talked about with Sheriff Johnson, is finding more and more of these problems as well. But nothing like that was true here, right?
No.
All right, very good. You guys also had you're dealing with a little bit of, because of the rain that hit over the weekend, one of our local roads is closed. Is that right?
That's correct. We got a lot of rain up some areas, reported up to 9 inches. I know personally at my house, I got a little over 8 inches.
Wow.
We have a road down in the Midway area, America Avenue, that is closed due to the road washing out.
A
deputy sitting there. Right now, we're kind of running traffic through where they're doing the construction of the new school. So we've got a deputy posted there because of all the equipment and supplies and stuff there. So hopefully the county's working diligently to get that fixed back on. They've got to put a new culvert back in there and get the road back going. So right now they're running everything through detoured through Government Drive and up through the new school construction to return to 98.
Good Lord. Wow, that is a major... Because so they're not even traveling... Like, where on America is the road out? Is it back by the water or where did it wash? Because a lot of people have that only way in and out.
Yeah, they do. It's between Ambassador Drive and Capitol Drive, Senate Court area there.
Okay, all right. So that's that whole subdivision back in there is completely inaccessible. And you guys created like a temporary throughway through the back of what used to be the old flea market. Is that right?
Yeah, where they're building a new school at. We got with the school board and we're kind of routing people through that school construction area to get them into their houses and back out.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, weirdly, thank goodness that was available.
I mean, that's exactly.
It's bad as it is. It could have been worse. I mean, it could have been something where you just can't get there from here. Wow. That's Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Luckily we've got a way to get around it without everybody being stranded back there.
Right. We're talking to Chief Deputy for the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office, Randy Tiff. Chief, you know, obviously the story about Cassie Carley was this horrible, terrible story, but it did lead to a change in the law. And part of that change in the law is for safe exchange places. And you guys are in the process of creating some of those?
Yes, sir. That's House Bill 385, which named the Cassie Carley Law. Effective July 1st, everybody in the state has to create these designated neutral safe exchange locations. We have designated two of them in our county, one in the north end, which will be right here at the sheriff's office in Milton and East Milton. And the other one will be in the Navarre District 2 office there off of 98.
And that's the new, is that the new one, the recently converted, like within the last couple of years, one on 98?
No, that's District 1 office there in Gulf Breeze. This is D2 in Navarre.
In Navarre. Okay, got it.
Yep. And there'll be two parking spots with signs right there that'll be lit and on camera. So we can film and record anything that happens there. If there's any incident, we'll be able to record and pull footage from that. But that's to allow parents to have that neutral safe exchange place that they feel safe to do that. And it's right there, I mean, of course, here at the sheriff's office, which is all on camera in the parking lot, and then at the District 2 office in the bar.
Man, it's just so it's just so awful and sad that people who loved each other at one time enough to get together and make a baby are in that situation now where they can't even trust each other enough that they've got to drop off at a place like that. But that's life. That's a problem that's real, as we certainly know from the horrible story with Cassie Carley. And I'm glad you guys are doing something to make that safer in the awful circumstance that just faces people, right?
Yeah, it is sad we've got to do it, but you know, there's a lot of times in these separation and divorces, they don't get along. And we just want to make sure that everybody's safe in doing that and doing that exchange. And we want to make sure if we have to later on, you know, we may add more places in the county. We're starting off with just these two. They'll be operational here in the next couple of weeks.
Well, as I say, it's a horrible thing, but it's, you know, sometimes what we do is the right thing in response to a horrible thing, which is most all of your employment and your deputy's employment, unfortunately. Randy Tift, he's the Chief Deputy Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. We'll talk to you again next week. The sheriff will be out again next week. Chief, thank you for the time. Thanks for keeping us safe and keeping us informed. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew. You have a good week.